Our guest today, James Blunt, is a phenomenon whose heartfelt music on his album Back to Bedlam has been topping the charts in England for weeks, including most of the summer. He certainly did his work on this album with American producer Tom Rothrock and getting help with writing from artist Linda Perry as well. But before all that and all the success, Blunt was in the British Army serving in Kosovo. We pick up his story there.
Yeah, that's right. I did just over four, almost 5 years in the army because they pay for my tuition fees at school and university. So I owed them time. But yeah, and in Kosovo in 99.
But you got to do a bit of the ceremonial stuff before that.
That was the final job I did, actually.
Oh,
my
okay.
Last year. So I did the kind of the Green Army hiding around in bushes. And then my last year, they said, where do you want to go? Where's your Top Gun? And I said, I'd like to go and prance around in fancy uniforms in London. And look after the Queen.
I'm not going to ask you which is harder because I know, what was your experience like as you got to Kosovo? Had anybody prepared you for what was going on, or can anybody prepare somebody for something like that?
It's a strange question, I suppose. In many ways you are prepared. I spent a long time out in Canada on the prairie there, and we were playing effectively what was our version of World War III.
Right.
And I was a Russian for 6 months and learned Russian tactics, and the Brits came out and fought us. And so you're pretty trained as to how to deal with an opposing army in that way. But obviously on a humanitarian level, when it comes down to seeing people and the suffering that any kind of war brings, not really to armies. I think, those people, you expect them to suffer. But the civilians, the villagers, be they children or grandparents, girls and boys, I think nothing will necessarily prepare anyone for those kind of visions. Although I think like doctors and nurses, you become pretty numb to those things very quickly.
What shape was your music in when you went over there? Had you been doing any writing?
Although I was doing time in the army, that really was just it was a job for me. And I've been doing music all my life, from learning the violin when I was 5, the piano when I was 7, and then took up the guitar when I was 14. And really at that age, being exposed to other popular music at that time from the kids at school and starting to have musical ideas, I realized that this is what I wanted to be. I was going to be a musician and declared that from a very early age. Had to do my time. But I was writing these songs. I'd call them ideas rather than songs at
right.
that stage. And it's only really when I then came up to London and met a few other musicians that with a helping hand and a few pointers, understood the notion of songcraft and how to turn ideas into whole, rounded, proper songs.
And so a lot of these were written post that experience when you were back in London?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in my last year of that job and then the year after leaving, that was when this album, Back to Bedlam, was completed.
Well, I want to find out more about how it all came to pass, hooking up with Linda Perry, et cetera. But let's hear some tunes to begin with. What do you want to start with?
Sure. Let's start off with You're Beautiful.
Life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to. I'll never be with you. Yes, she caught my eye as we walked on by. She could see from my face that I was flying high, and I don't think that I'll see her again. But We shared a moment that will last till the end. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. There must be an angel with a smile on her face when she thought up that I should be with you. But it's time to face the truth. I will never be with you.
James Blunt is our guest today on The Cafe, and that's a hey, that's a pickup song that nobody ever heard, or at least the person in the song didn't.
No.
Oh, you're beautiful. Great song.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. Yeah, it's a, you know, relatively miserable song, isn't it? But someone played that at their wedding recently, and also we played that in a show, and it was the final song, and I could see someone in the box above me get down on one knee, and I thought they were having some argument to begin with. She was just shouting, "What?" She was saying something, "Will you marry me?" And a strange song, which finishes, you know, "I will never be with you."
Right, exactly. But
use it to propose anyway.
The chorus is so strong. It's those of you listening at least a little bit closely will note that it's not just James here who's playing the piano.
This is my friend Paul Beard, who has been sticking around playing shows with me for over a year and a half now, and I can't quite get rid of him, but. You know.
They're somehow attached. Well, you know, one of the things that I was curious about when you got into the music business, when you had these songs together, whatever kind of a demo you had, one of the people you sent them to was Linda Perry, and I got signed to her record label. And why her? What was the connection?
Yeah, I did sign to Linda Perry. It was through she'd been introduced to the songs through EMI Music Publishing, who were the first ones to sign me. I went the publishing route rather than getting a record deal first, just to afford myself some form of thin thread of credibility. And Linda Perry signed me in Los Angeles to her independent record label. And really, for me, she's a musician herself. She really understands what it is that a musician needs. And rather than being, you know, the whole corporation where you can get lost in amongst it, she was, you know, she could be hands-on with what was going on, which was fantastic. She could then introduce me to a few producers, and then I'd heard Elliot Smith's work and asked to work with whoever produced these records, and that was a man called Tom Rothrock, who fortunately was up for it, and we got on like a house on fire. And because he was based in Los Angeles and so was Linda, it made sense for me to go out there and make the record there.
He did a great job on this. He obviously a great producer. He's done a lot of different things. It's not just when you think of the early stuff with Beck and other things too. So
yeah, exactly. I think Beck, Elliot Smith, and Badly Drawn Boys are another UK act which he's known for. Definitely. But I think, you know, the main thing about him is he's a pretty egoless man who doesn't push his own sound on it. He really knows how to drag sounds from whichever artist he may be working with.
James Blunt is our guest, and from You're Beautiful to What's Next?
I'm going to play... what do you want to play, Paul? Should we play High?
We can do that.
Dawn lights up the shore for me. There is nothing else in the world I'd rather wake up and see with you. Beautiful dawn, I'm just chasing time again. Thought I was born a lonely man. In endless nights, but now I'm high, high. Running wild among all the stars above. Sometimes it's hard to believe you remember me. Beautiful dawn,
beautiful dawn,
melt with the stars again. Do you remember the day when my journey began? Will you remember the end of time? Beautiful dawn,
beautiful dawn,
you're just blowing my mind again. Thought I was born to endless nights until you shine. Sometimes it's hard to believe you remember me. Will you be my shoulder when I'm gray and older? Promise me tomorrow starts with you getting high. Running wild among all the stars above. Sometimes it's hard to believe you remember me. High, high. Running wild among all the stars above. Sometimes it's hard to believe you remember me.
James Blunt is our guest, and that one's called High. Another one from Back to Bedlam, the new album. I don't know if you wanted to switch to piano now, but I'd love it if you could do No Bravery, because that's the one song that you actually ended up writing in Kosovo?
Yeah, that's right. Let me do that.
Okay. What's the story behind this one?
I wrote this in about 10 minutes out in Kosovo in 99, and... they often sort of write up in the bio that I wrote it in my barracks, in the comfort of a defended area, which at night as well, it's a bizarre concept because, of course, there was no barracks, and the notion of a defended area, well, that's just whoever you've got on guard at the particular time. So no, I wrote it during the day, just went over to time off beside a tank. And it really, the ingredients for this kind of song are just in front of you. It's just describing exactly what I saw, and, and rather than try and describe it in all its detail, the song really speaks for itself.
There are children standing here, arms outstretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery, no bravery in from your eyes anymore, only sadness. Only sadness. Houses burn beyond repair. The smell of death is in the air. A woman weeping in despair says he has been here. Tracer lighting up the sky. It's another family's turn to die. A child afraid to even cry out says he has been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. Only sadness. There are children standing here, arms outstretched into the sky, but no one asks them question why he has been here. All men kneel to accept their fate. Wives and daughters cut and raped. A generation drenched in hate says he has been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. Only sadness.
No Bravery, song is our guest. James Blunt says really doesn't need a whole lot of explanation besides what you hear, and that's on his album Back to Bedlam, a song written in Kosovo. And it's funny, the part that gets me when you tell that story is, wait a minute, here you are out in the field and you have a guitar with you?
Yeah, sure. Well, and the main thing is that you know that when you're going to go out to those environments for 6 months of your life, sometimes you're going to be incredibly busy and using whatever equipment you've got around you. But at other times, there's going to be lots of hanging around and boredom. Everyone in any kind of army always talks about that throughout the wars, the hanging around moments. And some people take a football,
right.
And others take a pack of cards. And for me, a guitar seemed to be the natural thing. And fortunately, a tank is a relatively large storage space, so I could stick it on the back.
It survived. It didn't, no cracks.
It survived that environment. I did actually come home and I was recording some demos in a recording studio. I walked out of the recording studio and everyone came to watch me leave because I was leaving on a rather oversized motorbike. And for a moment it looked rather cool as I got on the motorbike with the guitar over my back. And then at about 2 miles an hour, I lost balance. I fell over, I smashed the mirror, the indicator of the motorbike, and I smashed the guitar as well. And then I couldn't pick up the motorbike, so they had to help me.
I hope they took a picture before all that happened.
Fortunately, that won't be seen, but it was...
James, good luck.
I need it. Thanks very much.
And thanks a lot for coming by. It's a real treat.
No, it's a pleasure to be down here.
James Blunt, my guest, will be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. If you're looking for James Blunt's album Back to Bedlam, why not get it from our World Cafe CD store and support the show? You can also find our Live at the World Cafe CDs there as well.